Paul gives the certainty that we are all called for salvation. Originally, the revelation is the people of Israel. But through these nations, we all participate in the salvation history. All of us are called heirs of this new kingdom of God. Jesus came on earth not only to save some people or good people. He came to save all, including you and myself. For the time we are born, we are looked after by the Lord. At times there are stars to point out where Jesus Christ is. I was born in a pagan family. But by the time I was still a young boy, next door, there's a school run by the Anglican. And they sing the song of the Christmas hymns. So it attracted me. I was about 6-7 years old. I asked mother, who are they? And mother told me, he was a Buddhist. They believe in Jesus Christ, the one who died on the cross. So that's my first catechism lesson through a pagan mother. God works even through all means. Of course, through a teacher in Sunday school, through a priest who teach you, or for the sisters in the school. But at times, God works by all means, in order that we know Him, Christ, our big brother. He become one of us. Although He's Son of God, He become part of us, so that we can share His divinity. So by the time we receive the Holy Communion, we receive His body and soul. By the time we receive Him, we become Himself. That's what Paul asserted that today, what he said about for himself, that it's not I live, Christ lives in me. You too, tell yourself today, now, it's not you, but Christ lives in you. In Europe, many churches, they keep the cross, broken cross. During the World War II, many cross, the hand or the leg of Jesus broken. And they put the cross there, and it's a word. Today, you are my feet. You are my hand. That means today we share Christ's mission. His mission is to love all your neighbor, with the exception. Most difficult is to forgive those who hurt you. For the Jews, they have the rules. If they hurt you 3 times, you can revenge. But then Peter was very smart. Once he asked Jesus, Lord, if someone against me, after 7 times, can I revenge? I think you know the answer. Jesus said, not 7 times, but 70 times 7. That means forever forgiving. Because Jesus lived the same way on the cross. People are still cursing him, condemning him. But he's so calm. And Lord, he prayed, forgive them because they do not know what they're doing. You too, if someone against you, you pray to the Lord because they do not know what they're doing. But since you are the Son of God, forgive them. Pray for them. They will thank you. So important, our life is no more the same as a 3 major coming from one direction, in the dream, going another direction. So we too, once will believe, follow Christ, follow a new way, not the old way. That's what St. Paul says. Today, I live my old self and put on the new self. The new self is Christ. Remember, Paul says, today is not that I live, but Christ lives in me.